Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. And we will begin three lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. So we're moving along in Perek Ha'or V'Haroitev. And we're going to continue to discuss the halachos of Tumah V'Tayra. Now the majority of the daf is going to be a hemshech of last week's daf Yoimi, which is halachos in Mesechtes Uktzin. Yad, Shoymer, as it relates to Tumas Oichlin and Tumas Nevela, but the Gemara is in the midst of its digression, and that is discussing not halachos in Mesechtes Uktzin, but rather halachos in Mesechtes Kelim. So the sugi really began with a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph, a Mishnah in the 28th Perek of Mesechtes Kelim. The Mishnah said, Talish is Chababakairo, a Talish that was Tomei, Kivan Shinikra Ruba, Shuv Enoi Chibur Utahira. If you want this Talish to be tar, you would have to tear the majority of it. As soon as the majority of the Talish is torn, whatever Tumo was inside this Talish is Pireach Ba'aver, you no longer have to treat this Talish as a Talish that's Tomei, but rather the Talish is going to be tar. And then the Gemara and Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis brought two important memories from the Amayron, both of which are very negated this morning's daf. The first was Amar Rav Huna Mishum Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi Loishanu. This halacha that if you have a talis that's tamei and you tear the majority of it, it becomes tar. That's only if it was loishayir b'kidei mafaris. That's only if you tore the majority of it, but also the minority that you left was less than the size of a kerchief. But if you tore the majority of the talis, but the minority that you left was at least the shear of a mafoiris, it's still considered connected, and as a result, the talis is still going to be tummy. That was the first halach. The second was a machloikis, Rav Shlokish and Rav Yoichan. Amri Shlokish, the Gemara continued and said, the only time this halach is true, that if you tear the majority of the talis, and the way Rav Huna explained it, you leave less than a kidei mafiris. We say the talis is tar. That's if the talis was made out of cloth. Aval or, but if it was made out of leather, then the halacha is cholim. It's considered attached. It's considered a healthy talis. So even though you tore the majority of it, and you tore it so much that it's even pachas mikidei mafiris, the halach is that if it's made out of or, it's still going to be tamir. Rabbi Yechanan argued, he said, afilo or nami loy cholam. If you tear it so much that you have pachas mikidei mafiris, less than the shear of a kerchief, even if it's made out of or, the halach is, it's going to be tar. Either way, the Gemara on Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis brought three kashas that Rabbi Yochanan asked on Reish Lakish, and we're going to pick up now with the fourth kasha, Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a fourth question essentially on Shitas Reish Lakish. Again, what's Reish Lakish's Shita? That this Mishnah in the 28th parak of Masechtas Kelim that says that if you have a talis and the majority of this talis is torn, it was Tameh, and you left over Pachos Mikidei Mafoires, the Mishnah says it's tar. That's only if the talis was made out of cloth. But if it was made out of ur, it's still considered strong, and as a result, it's going to retain its tones. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the kasha from another Mishnah, Masechtas Kelim. Kalim Perikei Mishnah Zayin Tanur Shenitma, a tanur that's an oven that became Tomei. Kates Matar Noisoi, how you matar it? Cholkei L'Shloisha. So the Tanakama says you're supposed to break it, but not into two parts. You have to break it into three parts. Additionally, V'goyer Es Atfela Achiei Baritz. You have to remove all the plaster around the tanner, meaning you have to do two things in order to be metayer the tanner. Number one, you have to break it into at least three pieces. Number two, you have to remove the plaster. Now, the reason you have to remove the plaster is because if the plaster would still be on the outer part of the tanner, even if the tanner was broken, it would still be attached on some level. Unless you remove the plaster, the pieces of the tanner won't be completely detached from themselves. As a result, says the Chachamim, you have to do two things. Number one, Cholkei L'Shloisha. Number two, and that's going to be the critical point, Goyer Es Atfela. You have to remove the plaster. Meir says, Eni Tzarech Loi Ligur Es Atfela. V'loi Achei Bar, it's not necessary to remove the plaster. What do you have to do? You have to make sure that there's no piece that's going to be four tefachim. So as long as you make the piece is less than four tefachim, Rameyer says that's enough in order to be metar. It says the Gemara, it sounds like according to Rameyer, as long as you don't have one piece of the tanner that's going to be four tefachim, that's enough for it to be tar, even if you didn't remove the plaster. The Chachamim were the ones that said you have to do two things. You have to be cholkei l'shloisha. Additionally, you have to remove the plaster. According to Rameyer, you don't have to remove the plaster. What's the kasha? How can you be metar a tanner if you didn't remove the plaster? If the plaster is still there, that means on some level it's still attached. If that's the case, lema chalim v'kayi. Why don't we say it's still attached? And it's a kashan Rish Lakish. Meaning, just like Rish Lakish said, that if you have a talus that's tameh, you tear the talus, roiv of the talus, it's even pachos mikedei mafiras. You literally tore it almost 100%. But if it's made out of ar, that chibur is enough to say that you look at it as a talus shalim, and as a result, it doesn't become tar, despite the fact that you tore it. How does it shtim with Rav Meir in this Mishnah? Because Rav Meir says that you could be metayr a tanner by disassembling it, to the point where you don't have one piece that's less than dalat fachim. As long as there's nothing that's more than dalat fachim, that's enough to say that the entire time is going to be tar. But the chiddush is that even if there's still plaster around, it means it's still on some level mechubar. L'chayr, the plaster is to the tanner like the talus that's made out of ar. Because even though it's torn, even though the tanner is broken, but there's some chibur. The chibur with the tanner is the plaster. The chibur with the talus alar is the little bit that's still mechubar, being that it's made out of ar, is considered some sort of a chibur. So the Gemara's kash is, Masav Rabbi Yirmiyah, had his Rish Lakish shtim with Rav Meir. Zok de Gemara, Amalei Rava. So Rava heard Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha. And he said, Rabbi Yirmiyah, I don't understand your question. Meaning, it's a wonderful question. Had his Rish Lakish shtim with Rav Meir? But there's two shittas in that Mishnah. There's Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Chav Margit Rav Meir. The Chachamim said, in order to be Matayra Tanu, you have to do two things. You have to, number one, break the Tanu into three pieces. Number two, you have to remove the plaster. So, Freit Rav Rava to Rabbi Yirmiyah ve'ema midrabanan goyres atfeilo atchiyeh ba'aretz. And why are you asking a kasha on Rish Lakish from Rav Meir? Maybe bring a raya to Rish Lakish from the Rabbanan. Meaning it's true, Rish Lakish doesn't stem with Rav Meir. But Rish Lakish has a tana de Misayel. He has the chachamim that are Misayel. So how could you ask a kasha on Rish Lakish? How do you stem with the Rav Meir in the fifth parak of Masechtas Chelim? Bishloima, if there were no tanam that argued with Rav Meir. So now you have an Amir Rish Lakish that's taking on Rav Meir. That's not something he's allowed to do. But that Rav Meir is even a das yochid. Faker. Rish Lakish's halacha stems very nicely with that Mishnah. It stems with the chachamim. That's the majority opinion. The yochid v'rabim halacha. Karab is a fuck rubber. You're me asking a kasha because you don't know how to reconcile Rish Lakish with Rav Meir at Das Yochan and that Mishnah. That same Mishnah that you're asking on Rish Lakish from, I think, is a riot to Rish Lakish because Fakir, you see, the Chacham mold is not enough to break the Tanner. Even if you break it into three parts, there's still a Chibur if the plaster is still there. So you see this concept that Ur is Cholim, that the plaster would be Mechaber, Elam, a Rabbah, so said that Mishnah has no relevance. What then is the Mishnah referring to? Hachi Kamar Tanish and it, Makates and Matar, no, you said, wait, you have to read that Mishnah is. The Mishnah was of the opinion that if the Tana was Tomei, how you metar divrei akol chalkulush leish vagaris atfei lachei baretz. I mean, according to Rish Lakish, everybody would hold Sa'id HaChachamim and even Rav Meir. Rav is saying this l'ravcha de milso. But the point is, Rav has said that it could be that Mishnah, everybody would agree that once the Tana became Tomei, if you want to be metar it wouldn't be enough to just break it into three parts. Even Rav Meir would agree you have to be gairis atfei. What then is the machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim in that Mishnah? The Mishnah was discussing something else, not discussing a Tana that was already Tomei, but rather we're discussing a Tommy that's Tahar. And you want now to prevent your Tanner from becoming Tomei. You're doing something preventative. So Haroitza Shalo Yavi Tanner really day Toma. Kate's otherwise, is there something you could do to your Tanner if you want to have it lying around to put it in a state where it won't be able to be Makabal Toma? The answer is yes. Cholkoi L'shloish of Geres Hatfeil HaSheba Haris. According to the Chacham, what you do is you divide it into three and you remove the plaster. By doing that, you're preventing it from becoming Tomei. Ramei, Ramei, Nitzarech, L'Liris Hatfeil HaSheba Haris, L'Mamati Bifdim Adal Tfachim. And over to over there, Ramei said that you don't have to be Geres Hatfeil. You don't have to remove the plaster. Meaning you don't have to remove the plaster to prevent the Tana from becoming Tomei. But Enochinami, once the Tana is Tomei, you would have to remove the plaster in order to be Matayr. The bottom line is, Rabbah just told Rav Yirmiyah very simply. He said that you're asking a kasha from that Mishnah, from Shitas Ramei on Reish Lakish. If anything, the Chachamim support Reish Lakish. Tachlis, Rabbah said, I don't think that Mishnah has a tzushtal. Anyways, it's not a kasha from Rameir, not a raya from the Chachamim. That Mishnah is discussing something else. That Mishnah is discussing preventative measures. When you have a Tanner that's Tahar, you don't want it to become Tameh, a Tanner has to be in a certain state of completion in order for it to be Shayach, to be Mekabel Tumah. If you want to prevent it from becoming Tameh, then there's Machlekes Ramei the Chachamim. What would be if it's Tameh already? I think Reish Lakish would say that everybody would agree. Say the Chachamim, say Rameir, everybody would hold that you have to be Goyres Atvela. Why? Because any little bit of Chibor, as long as there's something there, that's enough for it to still be Tomei. And just like Rish Lakish said that a talus that's made out of ar, even if you tear the majority of it, and even if there's so little remaining, the chibur is pachas mikadei mafiras, it's still going to be Tomei. So too with regards to the Tanner, he would say the same halacha either way. So we're digressing in discussing this
Mishnah in Mesechtes Kehilim,
Perek Chav Ches, the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. One of the digressions were that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the Kasha from a Mishnah in Perikei Mesachtes Kalim. And now that we mention that Mishnah, Perikei Mesachtes Kalim, we're going to digress from our digression and ask a Kasha from that Mishnah, from another Mishnah, if that made any sense. Either way, something more amamar, chokoi l'shloisha. So if you have a Tanur that became Tomei, or the way Rav explained it, you want to prevent it from becoming Tomei, machloikis remein l'chachamim. According to the Chachamim, you have to do two things. Number one, chokoi l'shloisha. Number two, you have to remove the plaster. The Chachamim argued, Rameir said you don't have to remove the plaster. You don't even have to divide it into three. What you have to do is you have to make sure there's no one piece that's going to be dalet fach. Right, the Gemara. The Rambam will ask you a kasha tanu. Tchilas arba. The shor of arba. The Rameir. Rameir says in order for a tanu to be roy, the kabel tumen has to be four tfachim. If it's pachas mi dalet fachim, it can't become tameh. Additionally, if you have a tanu that was tameh, and now you want to be metairet, you have to break it to the point where there's no one piece that's going to be for tfachim. Divi Rameir, this is Rameir Lashitasai. Rameir holds that it's all about dalet tfachim when you're dealing with a tanner. But what we want is the chachamim. Chachamim, moi remed, bar ma'amur begadol. This is all true if you have a tanner gadol. In other words, it sounds like the chachamim agree that by a tanner gadol, it's all about dalet tfachim. Avo bekatim, but if you have a small tanner, the whole tanner is less than four tfachim. It's a small tanner. Tchilasai kolshu, as long as it's a kolshu, that's enough. Mishatigamir malachte, as soon as the work is complete with it, in order for it to be roy lekabel tuma and shiara berubai, if it was tamei and now you want to be metaret, the way to be metaret is by breaking it, and you have to make sure that there's no one piece that represents the majority of the share of the tana. As long as you do that, that's the way you metaret. V'kama kolshu, he said it can be even a kolshu. How small is a kolshu? I mean, it could even be a tefach. So a small tana. I guess there was something called like a larger commercial oven and a smaller oven. The bigger oven has to be four tefachim. The smaller one could be even a tefach, meaning that's what kolshu is. And where do you find that you have a tana so small? Because they used to make tanur b'nais tefach. Rashi says the kids used to play with them. So either way, there was a concept of an oven that's only a tefach, and that has a special place in halacha. But either way, the Gemara's kasha is time to kish yar of David. The kasha is from the chachamim by a tanur gadol. What did the chachamim say by a tanur gadol? That if you want to be metaret after it became tameh, you just have to make sure that there's no piece that's going to be four tefachim. But if there's going to be one piece that's going to be four tefachim, that's going to be a problem. Haleka shiur of dalid tar. But it sounds like as long as there's not one piece that's four tefachim, it's going to be tar. What's the kasha? It's mamish, a blatant contradiction to the brice or to the mishnah that the gemara brought on the bottom of kuf chav gimel amud beis. In the mishnah on the bottom of kuf chav gimel amud beis, the mishnah said tanu shenitma. What did the chachamim hold? Cholka l'shloisha. And over here, what did the chachamim say? It has to be pachas midalid. It's not the same shiur. Which one is it? Does it have to be cholka l'shloisha? Or does it have to be pachos midalit? Talk to Gemara. Amri, you have to say that it depends on how you break the tanner. Sometimes it would have to be chalkei v'shloisha, and sometimes it could even be shnayim. It would be enough that as long as you don't have one piece, that's going to be dalit fach. What does it depend on? Hasam detzalkei mitzlak, hacha da'avdei gistra. It depends if you would tzalkei mitzlak, meaning you broke it horizontally, so you took the height and you just sliced it in half, so now the height is cut into two. Avde gistra means where you cut it vertically. So you chopped it in half. You didn't cut the height, but you cut it through the height remained the same. You just cut it into two pieces. Which Mishnah is talking about which? The Mishnah that says that you have to have at least dalet tefachim. That's talking about where you cut it to its width. As long as if you cut it to its width, even if you weren't cholkei l'shloisha, as long as you don't have one piece that's dalet tefachim, that's enough to be metired. If you cut it, however, vertically, it was avdei gistera. So then, if you have a piece that's dalet tefachim, it could pachas mi dalet tefachim. It could be. It would still be tameh. The only time it's going to be considered tar is if it was actually cholkei l'shloisha. But the Gemara continues digressing. Omar mar shiarav b. Rubai. So, what was the last Mishnah that we learned? This Mishnah, incidentally, is also in the fifth parak in Masechtas Kelim, parak Hey Mishnah Aleph. So, the Mishnah over there said that if you have a Tanner, in order for it to become Tomei, it has to be Dalet Fachim. What happens if it was Tomei already? Now you want to be Metairet. Rameir says that if you have a piece that's still four Tfachim, it's going to be Tomei. If it's Pachas Midalet Fachim, then it's going to be Tar. The Chachamim said that it depends. If it's a Tanner Gadol, that's going to be the Halacha. If it's a Tanner Katan, then it's not about Dalet Fachim. As long as you break it to the point that there's no
no one piece that represents a majority of the Tanner, that's enough for it to be tar. Says the Gemara, Shiara Berubai, Ruba de Tefach Lamayhavi. How could you tell me that if you have roiv of a small Tanner, which we defined was even as small as a Tefach, the Allah is it's still going to be tarmi? As if to say the only time it's going to be tar is if it was Pachis Tefach. L'chayra, a roiv of a Tefach is worthless. As how can you say that that's chashiv enough for it to still be tarmi? Right? The idea of breaking something is you take away its chashivas, you mefatol its metzios. But over here, you're telling me that if you have roiv of a tefach, that would be enough for it still to be considered chashav. Okay, what's a roiv of a tefach? Amar Abaya. So Abaya said the way you have to read the Mishnah is a very big doichik. Shiore gadol berubai. That when the Chachamim say that shiore berubai, they're going back to Tanur gadol. If that's the case, you can't even read the Mishnah. Right, let's try to read the Mishnah the way Abaya said it. Tanur tchilasa yarba, v'shiyar of arba devi rameir. Rameir says if a tanur that's tamei, and you want to be metairit, you break it, as long as you have pieces that are less than dalet fachim, that's enough for it to be tar. The Chachamim say, b'medvar mamur begadol. I agree with you, Rameir, when it comes to a gadol. Abu bekaton tchilasa kolshu, v'shitigamer malachtoi, and then shiyar of berubai, which Abaya says is going back to tanur gadol. If that's the case, what are the Chachamim saying? The Chachamim ma'im riba medvar ma'amurim begadol. Meaning, I agree, it's totally in dalet fachim a tanur gadol. And then they say shiar berubai. It's a different share. That it all depends on the on roiv. So which one is it? The Gemara says like kasha habet tanur bar tisha, habet tanur bar shiv. It depends. Are we talking about a tanur that's seven tfachim or a tanur that's nine tfachim? What does seven or nine have to do with anything? The point is, are we talking about a tanur where roiv of the tanur is going to be less than dalet tfachim? Are we talking about a tanur where roiv of the tanur is going to be more than dalet tfachim? The punchline is that the Chachamim hold that you can never have a tanner that's going to be tamei if it's less than dalet tvachim. If you break the pieces and the pieces are now less than dalet tvachim, even if it's roiv, the halacha is it's never going to be tamei. And the svara behind it is because just like that Mishnah Masechtas Kelim said, tanner tchilasa yarba, a tanner doesn't become roiv lekabel tum unless it's dalet tvachim. If you had a big tanner and you broke it and the pieces are less than dalet tvachim, it doesn't retain its tumah. There's a minimum share of dalet tfachim. So as a result, if it's less than dalet tfachim, the halacha is it's always going to be tar. The question is, where the tanner was so big that roiv of the tanner is more than dalet tfachim. So mana shach you have dalet tfachim, there the chachamim hold that if you make it less than roiv, it's going to be tar. So if it's less than dalet tfachim, even if the piece represents roiv, it's going to be tar. Because there's a minimum share of tumah as it relates to tanner of dalet tfachim, where it's negeyed the share roiv as if it's more than dalet. So it's 9 tvachim. So now roiv is 4.5 tvachim plus. So over there, the halacha is that if you have a piece that's dalet tvachim, I don't care that it's dalet tvachim, meaning that it's not roiv, that's going to be enough for it to be tar. So roiv is going to go lekula. If it's more than dalet tvachim, the roiv, then the shear is going to be roiv. But if roiv is less than dalet tvachim, then the shear is not going to be roiv. Either way, just one last piece as it relates to the sugyas over here and the digression of Masechtas Kelim. And that is that, again, the original Mishnah, and Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, the Mishnah in Perik Chav Ches and Masechtas Kelim said, Talus Shehizcha B'Lekoira, if you have a talus that's Tomei, now you're tearing it. Kimen Shenikra Ruba, Shuvei Nechibur Tahira. As long as you tear the majority of it, that's enough for it to be tar. And we said there were two members that the Moiram said. The second one was what we've discussed so far. That's the Machloikis Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. But there was a first one as well. That was Amar Rav Huna Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Loishanu Elosh Leishayu B'Kedem HaFeiros. The only time this is true, if you tore the majority of it and you didn't leave a Kedem HaFeiros. The amount that's left over, the minority, is pachas from the size of a kerchief. But if you left over kidei mafayres chibur, it's still going to be tamei. Zok digamar lishnach rima. As it relates to what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yosi, I'm Rav Huna Mishmuel Bar Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yosi. That filu shaybok kidei mafayres, just the opposite. That when the Mishnah says in Masechtas Kelim that if you tear this talus that's tamei roiv, that loch is its tar. So in the first lishnah, you have to make sure that you didn't leave over kidei mafayres. Because if you leave over kidei mafayres, I don't care if it's roiv. The bottom line is it's still going to be tamei. In the lishna achrina afilu shayir b'kedem afayres, still it's going to be tar. And it's on that we stated the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So this lishna achrina doesn't only impact what Rav Huna said mishum Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, it also impacts Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Because according to the second lishna, Reish Lakish commented on what Rav Huna said, that loishanu, this that you're telling me, that if you left over a kedem afayres, even though you tore roiv,
still it's going to be tame. That's only true for a talus. Avalar, we left over a kedem afiris, and it's made out of ar. There, it's going to be chashav. Meaning, Reish Lakish agrees that if you would tear it yoiser mikedem afiris, even if it was made out of ar, it would still be tahar. The only time Reish Lakish in the Slishna Achrina saying his avacha that there's a difference between talus and ar is if you left over a kedem afiris. In the first Lishna, if you left over a kedem afiris, it was tummy anyways. So it wasn't negay the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was negay only when you tore it yoisa mikedem afiris. And it was even there that Reish Lakish said as halacha that ar is going to be tummy. In the Lishna Achrina, Reish Lakish only said as halacha we were mishayir kedem afiris. So you have two things. Number one, it's kedem afiris and it's made out of ar. It's over there that Reish Lakish said as halacha. Reish Lakish argued, he said, afilu ar nami loy chash. Even if it's made out of ar and it's kedem afiris, still it's going to be. It's very Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish akasha. So in this Lishna, it's only one kasha, not four kashas. Ar tummy medres. As if you have an ar, a beged made out of ar, was tummy to mas medres. Zov said on it, for example, chishaval of the ritzu of Isandlin. If you had in mind now to take this medrash and do something with it, make something from it. You want to make shoes out of it, for example. As soon as you put the izemel inside it, tahar, that's enough for it to say that it's different, it's not that medrash anymore, and it's going to be tardiv Rabbi Yehuda. Now you have to make it pachas mechamisha tvachim. What's the kash? It sounds like if you make it less than chamisha tvachim, it's enough for it to be tar. Amai lema chashiv. Why do you say it's chashiv? I mean, Rabbi Shlokish holds that ar is chashiv. So, Pachas Michamisha Tvachim is more than Kedem Afiris. So you see that even though it's a share of Kedem Afiris, still it's going to be Tahar. Freit Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, you see there's no difference between Ur and Talis. According to you, that Ur, where it's Kedem Afiris, is going to be Tameh, then why is it if you took this Ur and you were Memayed it? Pachas mechamisha tvachim, that's already enough to be metayret. L'chay, you have to be metayret more. You have to make it pachas mekedem afiris. The Gemara says, "Chomai eskinon." The Gabay le Moshev Zav. This is something else. This is a piece of art that was used for Moshev Zav, which is why it was a tamei tumas medrus in the first place. So over there, there's halacha pachas mechamisha tvachim. It's not roy le tumas zav and tumas medrus anymore. That's why it's enough to be metayret. Shlokish, who said that art that has a little bit on it is considered chashiv, he was talking about a talis that was made out of art. Talis that was made out of art. If it's kedem afiris, that's enough for it to be Tameh. Exhale. So before we go weiter and go from Masechtas Kelim back to Masechtas Uktzin, so just to interrupt the daf for one moment. That is just, you know, one machshava. So we're learning, we learned the whole week, last week, sugyas that deal with Dinei Tumah V'Tahira, and this week, Bezus Hashem, is going to be another week of Gemaras that deal with halachas of Tumah V'Tahira. Urva Reitiv is clearly living up to its reputation. And the truth is that the halachas of Tumah V'Tahira are not really very nogay. I mean, we don't live in a world anymore of Tumah V'Tahira. Once upon a time, there was a concept of an Am Haaretz, and there were Oichlei Truma, and Oichlei Kachim, and Tumah V'Tahira was very much a part of everyday life. Today, we're all Tameh anyways. We're all Tameh Tumas Meis. There's no Paraduma to be Metairas from Tumas Meis. So really, the laws of Tumah V'Tahira today are not really very relevant. Stating that, just one machshava. That is, yesterday was Parshas Parah. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Megillah, Simen Tov Resh Pei Hei, discusses the Seder Dalet Parshas. And the Mishnah Brura, right in the beginning of Tov Resh Pei Hei, has a little bit of a hakdama. He says, Avair Bekitzer Inyan Dalet Parshas. For who? Just interesting. Chazal Tiknu Likris Dalet Parshas Bishana, Me Resh Chodesh Adar, Ad Resh Chodesh Nisan, Lezichrein Dalet Dvarim, Vehe Mevo. So we know, Minig Yisrael is, that Mafter, four Shabbosos between Rosh Chodesh Adar and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we have special kriyas. The purpose of these four kriyas are lezichrein dalet dvarim. Harishayna, hi parsha shkala, lezichrein mitzas machzis hashekel, shehoyu mechuyavim litoin lelishka lekarben atamet b'chal shana. Hashniya he parsha zocher lisker meisa molik v'koyr noisa b'shabbos shalifnei purim l'samcha l'meisa shahoya mizera molik ukidei lahaktim schiras mechias amolik lasiyasa ukidei chsiv ayomim ha'ele niskorim v'nasim hashlishes he parshas para aduma v'hi b'shabbos shakoydim parshas achoydesh shekein hoya sreifasa b'midbar samach l'nisan. The first para aduma was burnt B'yom HaKamas HaMishkan, which was Rish Chodesh Nisan, was actually the next day. But the point is that the Sreifa of the Parah Aduma was right in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, so Samach Chodesh Nisan, and it's for that reason we read Parashas Parah Samach Chodesh Nisan. What's the idea of reading Parashas Parah? Says the Mishnah Berura, Kidei Lahazis Bas Yisrael Be'efer HaChatas Miyadach HaKamas HaMishkan, Kidei Shiyu Torah, V'yuchlu Lasis HaPesach B'zman. And it was related, of course, to the Karban Pesach. Because you can't read Karban Pesach if you tell me. Then you get bumped to Pesach Sheni. So obviously, there's a Pesach theme in the Parah Aduma, because every Yid has to bring a Karban Pesach. Thus, you have to be Tahar in order to bring the Karban Pesach. If somebody was Tamei Tumas Meis, he needs the Parah Aduma. Also, the first Parah Aduma happened Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But then says the Mishnah Berurah punchline, L'chein Kairin Parashazu. It's for that reason that we read Parash of Parah, L'hispala L'fan of Yisparach. It's a tefillah. To David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shegam Aleinu Yizrek Mayim Tahirim B'Mehera. It's a tefillah. We're asking Hashem that we're all Tameh. Let the Eibush to be Matayir us from the Tumah that we have. Harevius, what's the fourth parasha? Parashas HaChodesh. B'Shabbos HaSomach L'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kidei L'Kadosh Chodesh Nisan. So what's the idea of Parashas HaChodesh? It's like an idea of Kiddush HaChodesh. T'chsiv B'Torah HaChodesh Zazal Lachem Roish Chodoshim. Avalei Zeh Ikra HaKiddush. Kikra HaKiddush Hu Be'ez Riyas HaLavon. Hashem HaKadosh Noisei HaBezen. Ve'ena HaKriya Zoy. But the point is that reading Parashas HaChodesh is an idea of being Mekadosh the Chodesh. Why are we only being Mekadosh Chodesh Nisan? Because the Torah says HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. The Torah already accentuated Chodesh Nisan on some level. But either way, says the Mishnah Berurah that the idea of reading the four Parashiyos between Rosh Chodesh Adar and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's Lezichrein Talav, are four completely unrelated ideas. One is the Machzis HaShekel, which was Nisan time. That was the fiscal year of Machzis HaShekel, always began Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the first Mishnah of Masechet Shkalim. So you have one for Machzis HaShekel. The second one is related to Purim. That's Parashas Zachar, of course. Haman was Mizera Amalek. The third one is the Parah Aduma, as we just mentioned. And the fourth one is HaChodesh. There's an idea of being Mekadesh Chodesh Nisan. But what's interesting, and the one that's Nogeya L'Inyonenu, is that when the Mishnah Berurah brings the idea of Parashas Parah, he says, L'kach Koyrim Parashazu, what's the idea? L'hispala L'fon of Yisparach. T'dav into Hashem, she... Gam Aleinu Yizrek Mayim Tahirim B'Mehera. So reading Parshas Parah is a gather of a tefillah. I was thinking that it's Yidua. The machlok is Rambam and Ramban. Where the tefillah is the Iraisa, a tefillah is the Rabbanan. The Rambam sheet, the beginning Hilchas tefillah is Mitzvah Saseh L'Spal B'Chol Yoy. There's Mitzvah Saseh the Iraisa the Davin. And the Rambam brings it in a Sefer HaMitzvahs as well. The Ramban famously argues. The Ramban says that tefillah is not a mitzvah. It's Asmach the Ba'alma, but there's no Mitzvah Saseh the Iraisa the Davin. Stating that, the Ramban says that there are times when there is a mitzvah for the Raisa to daven. When? If a person's in an Eis Tzara, Vayider, Yaakov, Neder, Lemar, so there's a concept, Mikanch, and Noidrim, Mispalel, and Beis Tzara. Another idea is on Yontif. The Ramban says it in Pashas Emor, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, that on Yontif, Mikroi, Kodesh, right? Yontif's called Mikro Kodesh. You come together to daven to HaKadosh Baruch. Even though Tefillah is not the Raisa, but you for sure, says the Ramban, find an idea, a concept of Tefillah the Raisa. Ramban gives two examples. Farafi Ramban's a little bit, but there's two examples. Number one is Be'ez Tzara. Number two is Yontif. It could be this is another Makar, because some Rishonim hold that the Kriya of Parashas Parah is Dairaisa. And what's the emphasis of reading Parashas Parah, says the Mishnah Berurah? L'kach Koren Parashazu L'Hispala L'Fon of Yisbarach. Shegam Aleinu Yizrek Mayim Tarim B'Meheret. According to those Rishonim, that old Parashas Parah is a Kriya Dairaisa. And the idea of Parashas Parah is L'Hispala with davening L'Hispala. You know, it's interesting. So we don't have the Parah Aduma today, but we're davening that Hashem should be metayer us. And the reason is l'chayra, because it's mavur in the Svarim HaKdoshim that even though we don't have tahayra, and the tahayra part of tumah v'tahayra is not negeya b'zman hazeh, but the tumah part of tumah v'tahayra is negeya b'zman hazeh. Right? We're all tameh, meaning we don't have tahayra, but we have tumah. So the tahayra part of the equation, unfortunately, we don't have. But the Tumah part of the equation, we do have. The Chida brings in his Svarim that he believes that the Arizal was only able to come to the Asagas that he came to because Eloyo Anavi was Megal himself to him and he sprinkled on him Efer from the Parah Aduma. He said, it had to be that way. He said, it wasn't Shaykh that somebody that's Tomei could have came to those Hasagas. The Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah, very famous Ramban, at the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim. Right, the Parashas Kedoshim begins by Dabra Hashem al Moshe Leim, Dabra Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael V'yamart Aleim Kedoshim to you. Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokei Kedoshim to you. Be holy. Zaitzelig. What does it mean Kedoshim to you? So Rashi says it means Arayas, but the Ramban argues. The Ramban says I don't think it means Dafka Arayas, and the Ramban says his famous piece about Novel Bushos HaTorah, that even though the Torah said this you're allowed to do, this you're not allowed to do, this is a mitzvah, but there's also a concept of the spirit of the law and not to be a nazir b'shus ha-tayrus. It says the Ramban, Toich Tvorov, Lefichach ba'akos, Achri shabar to Yisurim sh'asar oisam legamri, v'tzivir b'dover kloli, sh'ni aprushim in ha-moisris, yimayit b'mishkol, a person should be yimayit b'mishkol, k'inyin sh'amru brachas chav-beis, sh'lo yiyu tamid ha-chamim mitzuyim eitzol nishoy seyem, k'tar negoylem, v'lo yishamish elo k'fi atzorach b'kiyim ha-mitzvah mimenu, v'i kadash atzmi min ha-yayim b'miyutay, k'may shakar ha-kosov, ha-nazir kadash, v'i yiskar ha-rois ha-niskoris mimenu, person should remember the terrible things that come from too much wine. Noyach, loit. V'chein, says the Ramban, so he's talking about the novel b'shos ha-tayr. He's talking about being mekadesh yourself with moisers. V'chein yafresh atzrei min ha-tumah, says the Ramban. A person should be poirish himself min ha-tumah. Afal pi'ch loy husarinu mimed b'tayrah. Even the Torah doesn't say anything about tumah. Ki'inin she'eskiru bigdei ha-ma'oritz medris l'prushin. U'kumay she'nikra ha-nazir kodosh. V'kbishomrei mitumah sameis gamkein. So says Ramban, you see there's an idea in kadesh atzmecho b'mutalach. There's an idea of not to be metame. Because tumah, even though there's no iser for a person to come, unless you're a kohen or a nazir, there's no iser to be metame to a mace, but at the same time, tumah, when it creeps into a person, it inhibits the person from being able to be masig his ruchnias. And as a result, l'chayra, I think this is the context that's important to properly appreciate what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. L'kach koyrim parashazu. That's what we read parashas paro. L'espalo l'fon of yisbarach. To daven to Hashem. That even though we're tame and we have no ability right now to be metire ourselves, and the fact that we're tame gets in the way. It's a violation of Kedoshim Tiyu, like the Ramban says. It's not allowing us to be masig dasog. It's like the Chidah said, where he was mechiach that Arizal must have somehow had a way to be metayer himself. And that tefillah is agam aleinu yizrak mayim tahirim b'meheiros. My hergish was that the Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Menaches, zoyisa toira la'oilu l'mincho l'chatos u'lasham. Kaloisik b'toira kilu ikriv v'oilu. And kaloisik b'toira is achatas kilu ikriv chatas. V'chaloisik b'toira is asham kilu ikriv asham. So perhaps kaloisik b'toira is tuma v'tahira, whether it's Masechtas Uktzin or Machshirin or Kalim or Tahiris. It's Ke'ilu Hikriv, so I think it's very apropos. It's Mamish Dova Be'itay Ma'atov. Mishnah Berurah says we read Parashas Par right before Pesach. So before Pesach, as we come to Yontif, so this is our tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Yizrek Mayim Tohoirim B'meheira. So learning Perek Arva Raitiv is definitely Neshama Parbs Faseinu. I mean, if listening to the Balkaira, after several psukim in Parashas Chukas is a key of a neshama parmes faseinu of that tefillah. I think harving in the sugyas that we're harving on certainly is a key at the very least of kala isik b'toyres tuma v'tahira ki'ilu nitahir. Either way, zok the Mishnah right there. Back to the halachas of uktzin, to the halachas of yad v'shoyna. So the backdrop of the daf last week was the very first Mishnah in Masechtas Uktzin. The Mishnah said that if you have oichel and you come in contact with either a yad to that oichel, a shomer to the oichel. So the halach is koshu yad, v'loy shomer, tamei u'metamei. If it's a shomer, it's certainly tamei u'metamei. Meaning a yad and a shomer have an ability to be machnes toma and to be moitzi toma. The difference between a yad and a shomer is that a yad can't be mitzaref to the sheer Tumas Oichlin, the sheer Kebeya, whereas a Shomer could even start to the sheer Tumas Beya. As it relates to Tumas Nevela, the Kizayas of Tumas Nevela, even a Shomer doesn't have an ability to be Mitztarif. It's learned out from a pasuk. Another thing that we saw on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis was a very important machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav said, Ein Yad Lepachas Mikizayas. If you have a few pieces of food that together are going to be Mitztarif to the sheer Beya, any piece that's Pachas Mikizayas doesn't have a Yad. Ein Shomer Lepachas Mikapol. And a shomer on something that's pachas mikapul is not considered a shomer. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Yesh yad the pachas mikazayis, the yesh shomer the pachas mikapul." So important machloek is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan what the minimum shear of oichel is
for it to be able to have a yad, for it to be able to have a shomer. A third thing that we saw a lot about last week, and that is the concept of alal. What is alal? So machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, there's a pasuk in Iyuv, there's a shittas Rabbi Yehuda in the end of the first Mishnah in the Perek, but the concept that the Gemara discussed in its greatest detail was basa shepoltas leisakin. So when you flay the skin of an animal, so very often a little bit of meat is going to get caught together with the ar that was now removed from the animal, and there's a special discussion in the Gemara as it relates to that basar. Does it have a chashivas? Does it not have a chashivas? Klapi the laws of Tumas Oichel. Why not? Maybe being that you removed it when you were flaying the animal, there's a svara bittel, right? Like it could be mevatel your chametz, even though it's here. But this it loses its chashivas because you said it should be ke'ad for daras. So there's a concept of being mevatel the basar. And by flaying it, you're thereby mevatelin. And again, a very special place in halacha as it relates to, again, these three things that we just mentioned, the Gemara discussed in very great detail. But either way, that is the backdrop for the next part of the daf. Zok to Mishnah, or sheyesh alav kizayis basar. So there was or, that's the skin of an animal. A head on it, kizayis basar. And again, it's a vayetzimen. If somebody touches one string of meat, ubesayr shekin egg, or somebody touches a hair, or maybe a bunch of hairs, the Gemara discussed, on the other side of the or, tamei, the halacha is, he's going to become tamei. The reason he's going to become tamei is because the hair is going to be deemed either a shomer or a yad. Doesn't matter. The bottom line is that whether it's a shomer or a yad, a shomer and a yad is moitzi tuma. Thus, if somebody comes in contact with this tuma, even for tumas nevela, yad and a shomer can be moitzi umachnis. The only time nevela is different than oichlin is with regards to being mitztarif. But as it relates to being moitzi umachnis tuma, the halachir is he's going to be tuma. This is where it gets interesting. What happens if you have ar and there were two half a zaysim that were attached? You didn't have a zayas of basar nevela together, one lump of zayas attached to the ar, but there was a half a zayas and there was another half a zayas. So Rabbi Shmuel says if somebody would carry this ar that has the two half a zayasim, he'd be tame tumas masa for carrying the veil. One of the unique qualities of tumas nevela is you're not only tame if you touch it, but you're also tame if you carry it. But if you merely touch it, you wouldn't be tame. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva says lebe maga v'lebe masa. You wouldn't be tame for touching it. You wouldn't be tame for carrying it. Rabbi Kiva's moed b'shnei chatzoy zaysim shetach from b'kisim. What happens if you have two half a zaysim? They're not attached to ar. And you took a kisem, you took like a toothpick or something, a little rod, and you attach them together. You seat them and you move them. Shutami, then you're going to be tamei tumas masa. The only time Rabbi Akiva holds there's no tumas maga or masa for the two half a zeisim attached to the ar, that's only if they were attached to ar. But if they were not attached to ar, but rather they're attached together with this kisem, in that case, even Rabbi Akiva holds you're going to be chayv masa. Why? Umipnei ma Rabbi Akiva matar bar. What's the difference between the kisem and the ar? The reason is ar mevatel. We saw this on Friday because the ar is mevatel each half a zeis. Rabbi Akiva holds that the half a zeis becomes batel to the ar. Rabbi Shmuel holds it doesn't become batel to the ar. Rabbi Akiva holds it does become batel to the ar. So again, what's this Mishnah? Mishnah saying this follows. If you have ar and there's a kezias of basar attached to the ar, the halacha is if you come in contact through a hair that's attached to the ar or through a piece of, everyone holds you're going to be tummy. There's no shayla you're going to be tummy. The question is where it wasn't one zayas together, there's two half a zayas and they're attached to the ar. If you touch the ar, everybody holds you're going to be tar. There's no shayla you're not going to be tummy. We'll discuss in a number of this. If you carry it, this is machalikus from Rabbi Yois and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you metame the mass of Aleb and Maga. According to Rabbi Akiva, not. What's Pshar Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva explained himself. He'll explain it better in the Gemara. But in the Mishnah already, there's a one line where Rabbi Akiva gave us a little hesper. He said, because the ar is mevatel each half his eyes. Each half his eyes becomes batel to the ar, so you don't have any chashivos of half his eyes and half his eyes to be mitzdarif to the eyes, because each half his eyes somehow becomes batel to the ar. Zokti Gemara Omar Ula, Om Rabbi Yechon. So Ula said over the name Rabbi Yechon, Loi Shanu, this halacha of the Mishnah. Which halacha? That if you have a kezayis of basar nevela that's attached to the ar, everybody agrees, Sai Rabbi Shmuel, Sai Rabbi Akiva, that if you come in contact now with this nevela, even if you touch a hair that's attached to the ar, you'll be tame. That's only true if it was poltas echaya. If this piece of ar, together with the basa, was removed from the nevela by a chaya. But if, let's say, you were flaying the animal, you were removing the skin yourself, professionally, an artisan did it, and a little bit of basar is now attached to it, in that case, poltas echayin, batel, it's going to be batel. Omer Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told Ula, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, I feel like Tarta. Did Rabbi Yochanan say that this is true? That if somebody flayed the ar and that's how the basa got detached, where Rav Ula saying over there, Rav Yoichan, even if there's a kazayas, it's going to be bottled to the ark. Did he say, even if it's bigger than kazayas, even if it's a shear of a tarta? Actually says, two pshat on what that means. Either a roiva kav, or a tarta is a kaf meznayim. It's a scale. Amalei in, he said, yeah, feel kanafya, even if it's as big as a sieve, amalei in. Amalei. So Rav Nachman told Ula, I don't believe it. Or, I believe it. But hoyle kid, im amalei Rav Yoichan mi pume. If Rabbi Yochanan was standing and he would tell this to me, Lo Yitzai Sinan, I wouldn't listen to him. It doesn't make sense. You, so a person, I mean, just picture the scene. You're removing the skin of an animal. You take off this huge glob of meat. So you're going to tell me, because it was removed while I was flaying the animal, hey, it's batul ka'afa da'ara, it's not shaykh for tumas. I said, no way. If it's a small share, I can hear it. But once it's a kazayas, I'm not hearing it. Certainly, if it's bigger than a kazayas and much bigger than a kazayas. Ula said, that's what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Nachman said, I hear. But I'm telling you, I don't care for Rabbi Yochanan said it. Even if Rabbi Yochanan was standing here and he would tell it to me, I wouldn't listen to what he said. Because it's not true. It's no way it's true. The Gemara says it was a postscript to this story. Kisalik Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia went to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkechid Rav Ami. So Rav Oishia met Rav Ami. Amno lishmaite kameh. See, he told him over this exchange that took place. He said, Ochi Ama Ula. He said, Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan said that if somebody flays the skin of an animal, there's a big piece of meat attached to it, it's bottle. V'hochi Adli Rav Nachman. And he said, Rav Nachman told Ula that I'm not mekabel, Rabbi Yochanan said, and even if Rabbi Yochanan would tell it to me straight, I still wouldn't listen. Amale. So Rav Ami told Rav Oishio, Mishum de Rav Nachman chasin de v'nesiyah haben mezalzel b'shmaite. Rav Nachman was, of course, an Eidim by the Reish Kalusa. He said, because he's an Eidim by the Reish Kalusa, he feels he can talk so disrespectfully to Rabbi Yochanan. He's been mezalzel on Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, there's more to the story. Zim nash chedi yosef, v'kama le'aseifa. Rav Oishio was once walking, and he saw Rav Ami sitting, and he was darshening. And he said over the following Allah, Oy, Allah v'shnei chatzoy zesin. If you had R and half is two half is asim on the R. Metame b'masav leib magid Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva imed leib magid leib masav. So here you have the machloikis. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi. Is metame b'masav according to Rabbi Shmuel? Yeah, according to Rabbi Kiva. Now said Rav Ami. So Rav Ami saying over Torah from his grace of Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan. So he said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo yishon al bato say chay. Al bato say zaken bato. That if it was removed by flaying, it'd be bottle. Amaleis. Rabbi Yosi heard Rav Ami said, and he realized that he said Rabbi Yochanan's aloch on the sefer of Mishnah. He didn't say it on the reish of the Mishnah. When we started the Gemara, Amar. Look at the first Rashi in the Gemara. Ula had said over Rabbi Yochanan's member on the Reish that even if you have a kazayas and it's so big that piece of meat, we assume you're mevatel. What did Rav Ami say? Rav Ami is now saying it over the Shem Rabbi Yochanan, but not on the Reish, on the Sefer. Oh, the Sefer is a whole different shmooze. The Sefer was a chatzi zayas and a chatzi zayas. Each half a zayas, maybe is not choshev. So on my list, Rav Yochanan turns to Rav Ami. He said, Mara Sefer Mastila? Oh, you had this member of Rabbi Yochanan on the Sefer? I'm laying. So he turns to him, Rav Ami does. You have to know who's talking here. So Rav Ami turns to Rav Yochanan. He says, oh, meaning when you told me that Ula said over the name Rabbi Yochanan in front of Rabbi Nachman, and Rabbi Nachman said even if Rabbi Yochanan told me himself, I wouldn't be mekabel. And Rabbi Ami was very upset. He said, oh, because Rabbi Nachman's an Eidim by the Reish Kalusa, by the Nasi, this is the way he talks. I'm like, he says, yeah, Ula had said it over the Reish. I'm like, Rabbi Ami said, oh, if Ula said it on the Reish, not only do I agree with what Rabbi Nachman said, that if Rabbi Yochanan was standing here, I went to listen to Rabbi Yochanan. Even if Yeshua Benun was standing here, I still want to listen. Stating that, Dr. Gemara, Yosef Ravim, Chon Chusi, when Ravim came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, as we're all familiar with, and all the other Rambam that went to learn in Eretz Yisrael, they came back to Bavel, Amru Aresha. They all reported back from Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rav Ami did on the Sefer, but rather on the Velakasha. So what's going on over here? It seems like Rav Nachman had a major issue with Rabbi Yochanan saying it on the Aresha. Even Rav Ami, right? And the take two of the story, he said, oh, if Yeshua ben Nun would tell to me, I want to be Mekabelus. The Gemara says, Nomer HaPapa b'merudot, HaChanami b'merudot. It's talking about where it's true, it was a kazayas, but the kazayas was like a thin strip of meat. Now, if you add up the volume or the size of the meat, right, it's a solid, not a liquid, but if you add it all up, you'd end up with a kazayas. But the point is being that the meat itself was like so thin, so even though you had a shir chashev, still there's a svarah to say that maybe it was, but let's start the next Gemara, then we'll speak out some raid. So we have Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva, you have R, there's two half is Asim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Tumas Masa, no Tumas Maga. According to Rabbi Akiva, no Tumas Masa and no Tumas Maga. This is all true. This, that Rabbi Shmuel said that there's no Tumas Maga, that's if you touched it from the R side.
Daven Lefana, but let's say you would touch the meat. Yesh Negeya V'chayz V'Negeya. Now you read the words, Yesh Negeya V'chayz V'Negeya. It sounds like if you touch a half a Zayas and then you touch a half a Zayas, it's mitzdarif, like a chatzi shir. But Rashi is not what it means. What it means is that you would touch both halves at the same time, even though the halves are not attached. Thus, it's no geya v'chayz v'negeya. But if you touch both halves at the same time, that would enough to be Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ain no geya v'chayz v'negeya." That would be Shmuel. Certainly, Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah say that you're not chayev for maga in such a case. It's even if you touched. That enters an oil. So what's the halacha? Now, this tumas oil. What happens if it was nechlek? A half a zayis and a half a zayis. They went in separately. So the halacha is, Reb Deis ben Hurkin is metayer, the chachamim metamai. Reb Deis ben Hurkin says it's toil, chachamim say it's tamai. So the gemara, lav, almer Reb Deis ben Hurkin is hasam, ein mal v'chayzim mal. So you see that you're not mitzar of two half a zayisim that enter an oil at the same time. Hachanami, ein regev, v'chayzim v'negev. So too, two half a zayisim are not going to be mitzar of for tumas maga. In other words, Reb Yochanan said that Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah says that there's no tumas maga. And Reb Doisa ben Hurkinus, who said a half a zayis and a half a zayis that enter together at the same time, but they're just not attached, are not mitzdarif. They're saying the same shita, that you're not mitzdarif two half a zayis and to establish a shir zayis as it relates to Thomas. It's Rabbi Yechon Lashitasa. Rabbi Yechon said that Rabbi Shmuel's halach is true, even if you touched it, you were negeya v'chayz v'negeya, meaning ain no geya v'chayz v'negeya. This is the same Rabbi Shmuel, it's Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosef. But the Gemara asks an obvious question. What did Rabbi Yechon say? Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkinus stems, as if to say Rabbi Akiva doesn't stem where Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkinus. Freit the Gemara, mid Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkinus, Rabbi Shmuel. If Rabbi Akiva saying Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkinus is like Rabbi Shmuel, it sounds like Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva. For Rabbi Akiva, Turei Kometaher. If anything, Rabbi Akiva is worse. Rabbi Akiva says it's not even Tumas Masa. So why did Rabbi Yosef say that only Rabbi Shmuel works with Rabbi Yosef ben Hurkinus? L'chayre kal v'chaymer that Rabbi Akiva stems with Rabbi Doisa ben Horkines. So the Gemara says, no, at kan lekomentar Rabbi Kiva elabar. It's true, Rabbi Kiva said tar, but Rabbi Kiva only said tar by ar. Avo ba'alma metamo. Kidiktani seifa, Rabbi Kiva said mefurish in the seifa. Meaning, what Yoichan is saying is a very big kiddush. It could be, when it comes to the laws of negeya, v'chayzim and negeya, maybe Rabbi Kiva is even more machman than Rabbi Shmuel. The reason Rabbi Kiva is making on the Mishnah is because he holds that the basar becomes bottled to the ar. Umaydi Rabbi Akiva, beis chatzoyzei, shetach v'mekisa v'sit and shutame. You see, Rabbi Kiva holds that you could be mechaber the two half a zaysim and move it and be chayev. Neymar Rabbi Kiva metar ba'ar. Why was it Rabbi Kiva said yitar in our Mishnah? It was neisha ar mevatlan. It's only because the ar was mevatlan. The point is, says the Gemara, that it's only Rabbi Doisa ben Horkidis and Rabbi Yochanan that were amru davarech. Masav ar ukuvar chama bin of lasam. It says in the pasuk lasam b'ayush of ar sheyesh alabeis chatzoy zaysim, that if you have ar that has two half a zaysim, you're not going to be chayev for tumas mak. Yoch rab mas. I would think you shouldn't be chayev tumas mak. Rabbi Shmuel, who holds two half a zaysim attached to the R, there's no tumas maga, but there is tumas mas. It's learned that from a pasuk. Bin of lasam is mamayit maga. V'hanoise yitma is marba mas. Rabbi Kiva says hanegeya v'hanoise. Rabbi Kiva says once there's no maga, there can't be masa either. See, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva gave a svara to explain the shita. Here, there's a biblical source for it. He said ashebolachal maga, bolachal masa. Loi bolachal maga, loi bolachal masa. I mean that there's no maga. Rabbi Shmuel agrees there's no maga. Therefore, there's no masa either. Freit the gemara of im iso. Now, if you're gonna tell me that Rabbi Bar Pod is right, that even Rabbi Shmuel, who said there's no maga, it's only if you didn't touch both, or if you touched it, may achrav, have a lefonov, if you touch it from the front, yesh negev v'chayzev v'negeyah, harei bolachal maga milefonov. How could you tell me it's loy bolachal maga? It sounds like Rabbi Kiva is telling Rabbi Shmuel, you're masking, there's no maga. So if there's no maga, there's no masa. L'chayrim, no, Rabbi Shmuel is going to say, I'm not masking, there's no maga. Oh, there's no mask if you touch a me'achra, but if you touch a milefonov, so bishlam, like Rabbi Yochanan, even if you touch a milefonov, there's no maga. But according to Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkinus, where if you touch it me'achrav, milefonov, there is going to be maga. So what's Rabbi Kiva telling Rabbi Shmuel, that if there's no maga, there is maga? I'm a rabbi, you have to say achi komesh. Bolachal maga b'chol tzad, bolachal masa. Loi bolachal maga b'chol tzad, loi bolachal masa. What he meant to say is that the only time you have masa is if you have maga, no matter which side you touch it on. You touch it in the front, you touch it in the back. But being that you agree that if you touch it from behind, there's not going to be tumas maga, then l'chayre there shouldn't be tumas masa either. Boy, menei rav avyo saba, mei rabba barafuna, kulis tuma, l'rabbi yishmael, maushet atama. Kulis is the thigh bone, and it's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. So kulis, that was was stuma. It was closed off completely, but there's marrow inside the thigh bone. We saw this last week already, that the kulis has marrow, has marach inside. And as a result, it's considered a shomer, the bone is, but there's flesh inside. So what's the halacha? So Rav Avya Saba asked Rabbi Baravuna the following question. If you have a kulis stuma, according to Rabbi Shmuel, mash it to tamar. Does it become tamay, tumas masa or not? What was the shayla? Is the Rabbi Shmuel, does he agree principally with Rabbi Akiva that the only time you can have Tumas Masa is you also have Tumas Maga? And the reason in the Mishnah Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's Tumas Masa for the two half of Zesim attached to the R is Mishnah the Bolachal Maga. Because there is Maga. I thought Rabbi Shmuel says in the Mishnah there's no Maga. No, Milufanov. He held like Barpada. So there is Maga. Or Idilma Lesley. Or maybe he doesn't hold the Svar at all. So it doesn't have to be Islay. I mean, in Svar, there should be Tumas Masa if you carry the Kulis. Unless you'll tell me that Rabbi Shmuel agrees principally to Rabbi Akiva that there's a Svar of Balachla Maga, Balachla Masa. In the Mishnah, you have Balachla Maga, even though Rabbi Shmuel said in the Mishnah there's no Maga. Because it's only Me'achrav, like Barpada said, not Milufanov. Or maybe he disagrees. He doesn't hold this whole halacha. So it's true, there's no way to have Maga. Because what's unique about the Kulis, you can't have maga. It's a kula stuma. How are you going to touch the marrow? So here it's not possible maga. Being that it's not possible maga, is there masa or not? If masa needs maga, then there won't be masa. If masa doesn't need maga, then even though there's no maga, maybe there will be masa. So who asked this question? Rav Avya Saba asked this question to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. So Rabbi Rav Huna, here's the question. Amalei tells him, look, Urva Parach, there's an Oirev, there's a raven flying on top. That was is just a nice way of changing the topic. Amalei, I didn't realize it was so simple. I didn't get this memo last Sunday. Urva Parach, the raid. The Amalei Rava Bray. So Rava, who was Rabbi Barav Huna's son, heard Rabbi Bar Rav Huna ignore Rav Avya Saba's question. So he told him, "Lav Hainu Rav Avya Saba mi Pumpadisa." Isn't this the famous Rav Avya Saba from Pumpadisa? The Mishabachlo Marbe Gavei the Gaver Rabu that you said that he's a Gaver Rabu. So why are you talking to him disrespectfully? He's a Gaver Rabu. Amalei, so he told him back a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. He told him Samchuni Baashishos. He wasn't going to win today. So he told him a pasuk. What did he mean to say? Rashi says it's an interesting Rashi. He says Koloi Mar. He says, I feel too schwach today. He said, he gave a big shir today. The Shabbos had regal hoysa. It was Yontif time, and the Olam came to the shir. He said, he was wiped out. He said, he didn't have koyach to learn the shayla. This is not an easy question. If you would have asked me a shayla, you know, then it's one thing. But, you know, to start delving into the depths of this machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Mesachtas Uktzin, this is another example where you see the Tanoim. And the Amoraim, even they were Zoichal and Verayadin when it came to Sugyas and Mesachtas Uktzin. Either way, we'll end with one Ha'ara and we'll pick up the crux of the Reitim, Yetz Hashem, tomorrow. And that is, so on the bottom of Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, so the Amoraim had a Mesoira that Rabbi Yochanan said, with regards to the halach of Ur Sheyeshol of Kizayis Basar, Loishanu El Poltasai Chaya, Avo Poltasai Sakim Batal. And Ula, when he said over this halach in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, seemed to say that it doesn't matter how big the piece of meat is. You have the Ur of an animal, it's a huge piece of meat. It doesn't matter how big it is. It could be the size of a nafya. Apparently, that was very big. The size of a sieve. The halach is, it's not subject to Tumas Eichlin. Doesn't matter that it's an Avela, there's no Maga, there's no Masa, there's nothing. Why not? Because we assume that when you flay the animal, you will mevatel it. And the Gemara says, Rav Nachman heard this halacha and he was very disturbed. He said, "Well, like him, that's a lashon shvua. Im amali Rabbi Yochanan mi pume loy sasin alei. If Rabbi Yochanan would tell it to me himself, I wouldn't listen to him." And then Rav Ami heard the story, and when he realized what the real story was, he took it a notch higher. He said, "Well, like him, im amali Yeshua ben Nun mishmei loy sasin." Even if Yeshua ben Nun would tell it to me, what's interesting is why Yeshua ben Nun? And if anything, if you're trying to make a point, you should say Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mechaber in Yerideya, Simin Reish Mem Beis Hilchis Kovid Rabbi the Talmud Chacham. So he's discussing the Kovid that you have to have for a Rebbe and for a Talmud Chacham. Sivkaton Lamid Vav. If somebody's talking to his friend and his friend tells him something, he tells him a svar. He says a vart. He says Eni Mekabel Mimcha Imoyiso Kim Moshe. Even if you were like Moshe Rabbeinu, I wouldn't be Mekabel. Malkin Oisai. We give him Malkus. Mishum Bezdoye.
Because he was mevaza. Now, Pasha, it sounds like he was mevaza the person, right? He's telling him, you're svara, such a svara. Even Moshe Rabbeinu would say it, right? That's how little I'm achshav. But the Taz says that's not what the Shulchan Aruch means. Shulchan Aruch does not mean he's being mevaza the person. He's being mevaza Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Because he's equating, you can't even say words like this. You can't even equate a person to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu is 100% off limits. That when it comes to using Moshe Rabbeinu in the context of telling someone you're saying shtosim, you can't do that. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Malkin Oisim Mishum Bezoy. Says the Vilna Goyin and Bir Agra. What's the Makar to this? Says the Goyin. You know what the Makar is? It's a Gemara and Perika Arva Reitiv. Shalakach Amru, Ilu Amru Yeshua Benun. For like, come on, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did he say Moshe Rabbeinu? Oh, because Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not allowed to say. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Malkin Oisim Mishum Bezoy. So the Chassam Sofer says that it's not Muchach. He says he thinks the reason we said Yeshua Benun was for a whole different point. Fakir, in saying Yeshua Benun, you're saying Moshe Rabbeinu. Because we know Moshe Kibbutz Torah from Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was Makabel's Torah from Sinai. Very good. We speak out the Ramami Panu all the time. That the Ramami Panu says that Pnei Moshe was Kepnei Acham, Pnei Yeshua was Kepnei Alavana. The Levana is the Marakotan. The Levana doesn't have its own source of light. All it does is reflect. Yeshua Benun was the Hunar. He was a Kotan. He was a Marakotan. He was 100% Moshe Rabbeinu Medaber Mitoich Groinoi. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's exactly what Ravami was saying. Even if it was Yeshua Benun, who obviously heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, still ain't with the Makabel. Now, to say it about Moshe Rabbeinu, that would be like saying, even though Moshe Rabbeinu heard it from the Eibishta, says it's unbelievable. That Avadi you can't say. And that's not what Rav Ami was saying. Rav Ami was saying is, Ilu Ami Yeshua Benun, but I'll upon him. As I say, I'm sorry for writing him in Sechta Schulen. But that's not what the Vilna Goyin says in his Be'er Agra. And the truth is, the Beis Yosef says in Mefurish. This Mechaber is Lushitasai to what he says in Beis Yosef. But just to end with one Kasha, and this Kasha, Metz Hashem, last week we ended off with a Kasha one day, we didn't get back to it. But this one, Be'ez Hashem, we'll try to get back to. And that is as follows. And this is a well known Kasha, but really it's a springboard to a lot of rain. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah in Perek Tes Halacha Dalet says as follows. He's talking about a Navi, and this is a Navi who's about Moifes. This is a Navi who already established himself with his tzidkus and his chasidus and his oises amoifsim, that he is worthy of communicating with Hashem and prophesizing to the Jewish people. This Navi comes into Beis Medrash one day, and he wants to be oiker odover mehadvarim. He wants to alter a halacha in the Torah. V'chei, says the Rambam. If a Navi wants to be oiker odover mehadvarim, oisha omar bedin medine Torah, shehashem tzivaloi shehadin kach. He's not being oikra davim in HaTorah, but he's being machriya teiku. He's coming. There was a sofik, there was a shayla, there was a din in the gavra, the chefza. He says, Hashem told me, b'chaloim halayla, that this is the way it is. V'halacha kidirei ploini, or he said something as subtle as that the halacha is like rav. The halacha is like Shmuel. Harezen Navi Sheker, says the Rambam. This Navi's dead on arrival. He's a Navi Sheker, v'yichonek. And he's chayiv mises bezdin. Afa pisha asa ois. It doesn't matter what he did to prove his point. Why? Because by definition, by saying that Hashem came to me and told me to tell this to you, he's contradicting the pasuk in the Torah. Because it says in the Torah, mitzvah hazois, now, Pasha, what it means to say is, number one, the mitzvah hazois is referring to tshuva. That even though tshuva seems so daunting, it's doable. But Chazal darsh lo b'shamayim, that Torah is something that needs to be established ba'al mahadei. Torah doesn't come from Shemayim. So if this Navi is saying that he had a nevuah to tell him dinei Torah, then by definition we know he's lying. So as a result, says the Rambam, is a Navi Sheker, and he's going to get chenek. But the bottom line is, says the Kesef Mishnah, who's also the Beis Yosef, says the Kesef Mishnah, what I see in this Rambam is a Dover Nifla. And that is that Torah can never be determined by Shemayim. So if there's a Nevuah, or a Ruach HaKodesh, or a Ba, it doesn't matter what it is. Torah loy b'shamayim hi. Not to be oikar adavar mi'advarim, not even to be machriya adavar. So if there's a machloikis, you can never be machriya anything min ha'shamayim. Freik de Beis Yosef, if that's the case, I have a Pella. We know that there were two schools in Klal Yisrael. There was Shammai and there was Sil. There was Beis Shammai, there was Beis Sil. And the Gemara said, Mamzach gekriegt. Until a baskol came out, and the baskol was machriya, that halacha ke Beis Hillel. So lechayra, freik de Beis Yosef, how could we know that the halacha is like Beis Hillel based on a baskol? I mean, so much of our Torah, so much of the Torah Shabbat Peh that we have in Messiah comes from a baskol that was machriya, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Because if the halacha was like Beis Shammai, the world will look very different. And it's all because of this baskel. The Rambam said, the halacha is, now, why are we talking about this now? We're not learning B'Shan B'Shal. Because the Gezer Mishnah says, you know what? I think the Rambam's Makar, it's amazing. I mean, this is something that everyone heard. Right? But it says the Beis Yosef, you know what the Makar is? The Makar is, I think this Gemara right here, Perek Arva right here. Because what did Rav Ami mean when he said, if Yeshua Benun would tell me, I wouldn't listen to him? He was going to say, because in Svar it doesn't make sense. And the only thing Yeshua Benun has over me, maybe you'll tell me, is a Navi. I don't care. Tell you Rav Shemayim. And that was the punchline that he was trying to say. As Yosef didn't cast a Mishnah. So in our Gemara, we see, amidst all the Tumah V'Tahara and all the Shverah Gemaras of Uktzin, you see another idea. That Torah Rav Shemayim, Yeshua Benun can say we wouldn't be Makabel. If it doesn't make sense to us, we're not going to be Makabel. In L'dayin Elamasha in Avrayas. If that's the case, and that's the Makar to this Rambam in the end of Perek Tes, Hilchus Yisoydei HaTorah, Freitikas of Mishnah, how is it that we were Machria, the Machloikis, between Beshama and Beshul, based on Abasko? Why is that any different than if Yeshua Benun was standing and saying a Svara in what Rabbi Yochanan said, that Amiram said they wouldn't be Makabel? Why? Says the Kes of Mishnah, because Torah Leib HaShemayim. If Torah is Leib HaShemayim, how is Abasko Machria, the Machloikis, Beshama and Beshul? Yetz Hashem, Uit Chazoyin L'moyed.